from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. I'll tell you what, the visual of this start to the show is going to be interesting.
Did your mic just break?
Because my microphone just broke.
Oh, no!
But you know what? Like a true radio professional, no one would even know it unless I said it. I am holding the mic.
Yeah,
as our engineer, Andrew Swank, runs in here. And Andrew, I appreciate that. We'll talk in the commercial
break.
You
look like a crooner right now.
I do, right?
Yeah. Hey. It's like, hey, everybody.
You look like a sideline reporter.
That's right.
That would work, too.
Sideline reporter as well. All right, so strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Hello, everybody. Strangers in the morning.
Good morning.
At 5:58 in the morning. Great to be with you. You know, the Phils, they keep rocking and rolling. Doesn't even seemingly matter who plays. They win. Phils 9 games up after a win last night in Chicago, a day in which the Atlanta Braves lost. So 9 up. Great job by Mercado. Great job by Trey Turner. We'll talk about that. More on Paul George, obviously, a couple days since he signed with the 76ers. 3 weeks, actually 20 days to the Eagles to training camp. We'll do a lot on the Birds today. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
At the outbreak of World War I, the American Air Force consisted of 54 enlisted men.
How about that?
Well,
they
wild.
They got rocking and roll. Well, to be fair, James, the airplane
makes sense.
Had just been invented.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get why. Yeah. It's just you don't think about it, you know?
Yeah. No, it got moving fast.
54 enlisted men. There were 12 officers and 6 aircraft.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, the Wright brothers were in the early 1900s, so things were moving fast. By the way, I will say, for everyone listening right now, later today, WIP will post a visual of the ridiculousness of me holding the microphone right now. You'll understand it more when you see it in a video later today, but we don't have that ready for you yet. What we do have is hello. And let's get into it here today, 215-592-9494. John, the Phils just keep doing it, man. I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't matter who plays, because it obviously does matter. You know, it's nice when you have Michael Mercado in there instead of Vince Velasquez in there. That's who it would have been 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
And yes.
Matter of fact, they would have been like two guys below Vince Velasquez at this point, because Taiwan's out, Spencer Turnbull's out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Velasquez would have been like one of them. Like
We're on seven. We're on pitcher. No, starter like 7 or 8 right
seven
now.
Seven or eight. It might
this
be
guy
eight, yeah.
is, and he was really solid. I mean, he gave up a run last night.
Yeah.
And he looked really nonplussed about the whole thing. He was just very business casual.
He did a great job. He did. And by the way, Trey did a great job as well. Let's listen, because it was not only one but two by Trey Turner last night. Philly's up 2-0 early in the game after Garrett Stubbs had gotten the Phils on the board with the double. And then Trey Turner, I'll tell you what, you know what? He hasn't fielded great, and he hasn't had a ton of power yet this year, but he's hit for a high average, and last night the power began.
The pitch to Trey Turner is hit well. Left field and deep, and Hap, a
not even going to lock. Watch. It's way up into the bleachers in left center field. And Trey Turner unloads his fourth home run of the season. First ball swinging. And he's given the Phillies now a 3-0 lead.
Well, I'll tell you this. Four home runs is nice. Five home runs within a season, it's even better.
And the pitch. Swung on. Crushed. Deep left field. And Turner, two home runs tonight. And that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left. A two-run shot. And it's 5-1 Phillies.
You know, John, just a great job by him and by them. I mean, it was a very efficient win. Obviously, the end got a little nutso there in the ninth inning.
It got a little scary. Ruiz gave some of that back and got close. I mean, 6-4, it felt dicey, but Jeff Hoffman did what he does
right.
And sort of shut the door.
Now, frustrating, you got to go to Hoffman. Is he now not available tonight because, you know, Ruiz couldn't do what he had to do there in the ninth? So that reality obviously hangs over today's game. But look, for the point of, you know, getting things going to start that series off last night, I mean, really a credit to Mercado, a credit to Trey Turner. Garrett Stubbs also. You know, let's give him an attaboy because, you know, he had not played, let's be honest, he had not hit well in the first, whatever it was, 2.5 months of the season or so.
Yeah, and he got it started last night.
Yeah, he did. That was a big hit.
The double got the points on the board.
Big hit.
And the floodgates opened up.
Well, look, we'll take your phone calls on the Phillies. Again, the Braves lose last night. And just your impression of not only last night's game, but how this team just, I mean, let's be real. They continue to win even with Schwarber out, even with Bryce out, even with Turnbull out, even with Taiwan out, although that might be a benefit. You know, even with JT out, like they win. They win an awful lot, 9-0.
Does your heart hurt for Taiwan?
No, I haven't even thought about him in a while. It's been a couple weeks, I think, since I think.
Thought, oh, man.
Taiwan Walker.
Last night, that really was something.
Yeah,
I mean, Taiwan Walker, he goes out there on the mound, and it's like we know the first inning we're going to be frustrated. Like, why are there four runs on the board or whatever? Last night, Mercado was really. It felt different. This guy
nice.
It was like quiet and just, you know, business.
Nice.
Boom, boom, boom.
Did his gig.
Strikes, strikes, strikes. And, you know, nice break on stuff.
Yeah. Like, a little life on the fastball, too. That kind of giddy up at the end you like to see.
Yeah. Some carry to it.
Well, I'd also say an organizational win from the standpoint of, you know, if you don't know the backstory, they moved him into a starting spot in the minor leagues this year because they wanted additional depth, obviously, in case an injury happened. A couple injuries happened. Like, you know, he's a relief pitcher, turned starter, because they foresaw the possibility of what if a couple guys go down, you know? And look, maybe in the end it doesn't much matter this year because with a now 9-game lead, 8 entering yesterday, you know, chances are they'd win the division anyway. But if this had been a 2 or 3 game lead or a 2 or 3 game deficit, you know, getting whatever they're going to get out of him, 3 starts, 4 starts, whatever it is, if it's solid, you know, that's an organizational win. So look, all right, 215-592-9494. Great job by the Phillies last night. We'll take your calls on that. Also, John, let's get to the Eagles and the 76ers. You know, we had this poll yesterday, and I was very surprised at the end of the show when we revealed the results during the 9 o'clock hour, in which, to a very simple question, you know, which team has a better shot to win a championship in their next season? 86% of respondents said the Eagles than the Sixers, despite the fact that the Sixers actually have higher odds. I mean, better odds, whatever you want to call them. Better odds.
Shorter odds.
Shorter, I believe, is the term.
Yeah.
Gambling expert John Ritchie. My guy.
Look at that. Sharp money right here.
How far he's come.
Ritchie with his hands in the air.
For those who don't know, no, really, like, I knew less than
zero.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I was told to learn nothing
and John's a rule
about
follower.
Gambling because, like, every locker room I went into, it said on the wall, like, no gambling takes place here. We would have these assemblies every year.
Thou shall not.
Art Schliester from the Colts, the backup quarterback, would be up there talking about how he got involved with illegal gambling,
sure.
and they got their hooks in them. So I was terrified of all of them.
Yep.
I laid off entirely.
Well, look, you've come a long way.
Thank you.
And I think the Sixers have as well with Paul George, but 86% of people in our poll yesterday say the Eagles have a better shot to win a championship in this upcoming season than the Sixers. Look, I want to hear from you as everyone gets a chance to kind of weigh in and react to that poll. You know, and how do you perceive that? Is that an anti-Sixers
truth?
Thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a pro-Eagles thing? I mean, obviously it's a little bit of both. We all understand. I mean, anytime it's A or B, you choose A. It, in part is because of A, but it also in part what you think of B. I mean, that's common sense. But I will tell you, I thought the poll result was faulty, frankly. I really did. I mean, personally, I believe the 76ers have a better chance to win the championship than the Eagles. And, you, John, you know my number one reason, right? Do I have to say it? Jalen Hurts. And I know that might sound strange because of how phenomenal he was 2 years ago. But the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni thing, I mean, there it feels to me like there are no good vibes there. None. And I get it. Anyone that wants to come to the table.
You know where good vibes come from?
Where?
When those two win their first game this season.
We'll see.
It's lean, the good vibes between those two right now. These times are not good times. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's rocky. But winning these games, Jalen handing the ball off to Saquon, getting that thing going.
Yeah.
A few first downs. The ball is we're pounding those guys. We're pushing them backwards. We got a few touchdowns on the board. We're feeling good. We get our first win under our belt. I'm telling you, there'll be happiness between the two.
Well, know
at the
this.
Top.
Know this. They had 10 wins under their belt last year in 11 games. So there should have been a lot of happiness.
And we saw none.
And we saw none. I mean, we saw none even when they were winning. And I believe all of that impacted then when they started losing.
And they have talked to this quarterback about his outlook, his attitude, the way he presents himself to teammates and the media alike. They want him to be more vocal with his positivity.
Do you just assume it's going to work?
I do think that he will be more vocal. I do think he'll be more positive. I do think... Based on this whole fiasco with Nick Sirianni in the offseason,
yeah, let me ask you.
I do think the next time he's asked about Nick, it'll be a little more effusive and positive than what we just heard.
Well, Nick's.
All right, Seltzer, you're not as big. You're not as big as a Dirty Dancing fan as I am. All right,
yeah, I'm not a fan at all.
I'm not probably in like the top 10 of America as far as Dirty Dancing fan.
You're the 0.01%,
right? But I think we all know, or at least those of us old enough to have seen it, know the phrase "nobody puts baby in a corner."
I do
right?
know that. Yes.
So, is Nick Sirianni just like in the corner? Like is that the like they're gonna go try to win the Super Bowl?
Not
and he and the quarterback like it's just Kellen Moore and that's it. And then Sirianni just makes a decision whether they go for it or punt or kick a field goal on 4th and 3 and that's it.
It can't
that's his role.
Be. No.
And by
no,
the way, if his role also is culture setter and team, you know, team chemistry guy, how does he do that walking around the quarterback thing? And the him and the quarterback thing. Like, here's the deal, John. I say Sixers for this poll for a number of reasons. But one of the main reasons is the closer we get to the season, and the more I do, because I do hear from people that say there's a real issue there, like a real issue between the quarterback and the coach. I just know this. It's been hard enough for the Eagles through the years to win a championship. They've won one Super Bowl in close to a 60-year, you know, history of the NFL and the Super Bowl era. They've won one championship in that era. And a lot of times the quarterback and the coach were on the same page. Mm. And now it's like they're going to go win a championship with the quarterback and coach on different pages?
Look, I think it's
tough, man.
I think it's the weakest aspect of the team as we can see it. It's like the third wide receiver on offense and the coach-quarterback relationship.
But you know which is more important, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm telling you. And they understand how important this relationship is, and this will be addressed and corrected and massaged every step of the way. I believe that this Eagles team, my goodness, you look at the way any NFL team that gets hot in the postseason, they can slice through it like a hot knife through butter. This Eagles team is very capable of winning it all, getting there and being hot as the best of them.
Sixers aren't?
Well, no. Think about what the Sixers would have to endure. Endure is the name of the game in NBA basketball postseason.
Yeah.
We're talking about months. They need to play for months together. Paul George and Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and everyone else that you assemble with very little left to assemble it with, you've got to make sure that they're all healthy over the course of 2 months, over the course of the postseason.
That's right.
And we're talking about 2 or 3 games for this Eagles squad.
Well, I've been three or four, for what it's worth.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's easier, much easier. I've been there myself to four conference championship games when you only had to play two, and then all of a sudden you're in the Super Bowl. That is the easiest
route. Well, for what it's worth, that's a one seed.
Okay.
I don't see this team as a one seed. I mean, I just don't. I mean, one seed is normally going to be in a 17-game era, 13-4-ish. You know, that's tough, man. That's tough. Okay. Look, we'll take your thoughts on a couple things here. First off, quarterback-coach relationship. Coach-quarterback relationship. As you perceive, you know, perceive it as to what degree is it a real, genuine concern for this upcoming season. But also, in the broader sense, as we had a poll result yesterday, but didn't talk a ton during the show about this concept of which team realistically does have a better chance to win the championship in the upcoming year. Is it the Sixers, who I would say it is, and who yesterday in our poll only received 14% of the vote, or is it the Eagles, who obviously more recently won a title? They also more recently got to a title, having lost the one 2 years ago, but they've been in two in the last, whatever it is, 5 or 6 years. I mean, they've obviously been, over the last 30 years, over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, a better organization. That's obvious. I mean, and how much of this, if you had to sort of size it up, is an anti-Sixers thing when people vote 86 to 14%. How much of it is a pro-Eagles thing? I mean, there's a lot of belief in Jeffrey Lurie. There's a lot of belief in Howie Roseman. I think rightfully so. You know, those guys have fielded a lot of winning football teams. I mean, where do you stand on the inside track to the title between these two? Both, I think, good teams. But which one has the better shot to ultimately, you know, hoist the trophy? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of this throughout the show. We'll get into more from last night's Phillies game as well. Great job by Michael Mercado. More on that and more on your calls. Shout out to Cameron Jenrich. It's all up ahead on 94 WIP.
Brought to you by American Airlines out of Philadelphia International Airport. The Phillies took down the Cubs in the first game of the series in Chicago. Final score 6-4 last night. Shortstop Trey Turner with 2 home runs. 4 RBIs, some of the best swings we've seen all season.
And the pitch, swung on, crushed, deep left field, and Turner, 2 home runs tonight, and that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left, a 2-run shot, and it's 5-1 Phillies.
This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, and Copenhagen. Book today at AA.com. Weather today presented by PDQ Systems, 65 degrees and sunny. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, I got to give credit to our engineering department and our man Andrew Swank. IT engineer, does it all, including fix the microphone in the commercial break. Well done by Mr. Swank. Really well done. Efficient.
He's got so much. He's got a broad patch of knowledge.
Would you say
everything.
He and I like have different strengths and weaknesses? Like,
yes.
I probably know more sports, and I'm going to guess. And again, I'll just say it's just a guess. He probably knows more about like the intricacies of technology.
I thought you were going to say everything else.
Yes, it is everything.
That's
everything
exactly
else.
Right.
He can fix everything.
Now, Swank is Swank's the dude. We got Ashlyn Sullivan in today for both Rhea and Devin, who are both off this week, but great to have Ashlyn here. Look, your phone calls on last night with the Phils, Eagles, really the Sixers, kind of confluence of all three teams going on right now. 215-592-9494. By the way, at 7 o'clock today, you ask, we answer. Otherwise known as AMA. Otherwise known as, instead of ask me anything, ask us anything. Ask us anything. Twitter, Facebook, and the text line. Twitter, Facebook, and the text line. Three ways you can get some good creative questions in to ask us some questions. Seltzer will choose the best of the best and fire them off at us at 7 o'clock today. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles really have a better shot to win the championship next season than the Sixers, in your opinion? And is it such a better shot that it should be an 86 to 14% vote? Because I found that very strange. And listen, maybe that's more of doubt on the Sixers and doubt of Joel and getting through the playoffs. Or maybe that's a lean into belief in the Eagles historically, you know, being a very good team for most of these bunch of the last couple decades, frankly. and specifically Hurts and Sirianni. I mean, is it plausible to win a title with a relationship that, you know, we keep hearing, and we do hear a lot privately, is as strained as a lot of people say? Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
They can work together. Of course they can work together.
John, I don't just assume that, man. I certainly don't assume it just because you say it.
Well,
I mean, because it might be that they're not really working together. It might just be Nick go stand in the corner, Kellen work with Jalen.
Come on, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Well, don't you think that's what they're doing?
They just no. I don't think they're telling him to go stand in a corner. This has gone too far. This idea that Nick Sirianni is like disposed of and yet somehow still in the building and just doing dark things at in a corner that's pointed like with his nose in the corner. Like this is wrong. He is an offensively minded coach. That's where his roots started.
Johnny's not involved in the offense.
Planning the offense with Kellen Moore and the rest of the offensive coaches. That is what he's always prided himself on most, you know, coming from the offensive coordinator role. That's what he does. And that's what he's continuing to do. He's not a cast off.
Well, for what it's worth, he said
in that building.
What he said publicly at that press conference about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I mean, Seltzer, I know that grabbed your attention. John was out that week, but when he was like, I mean, again, I don't remember exactly how I framed it, but it was something like his role's not what his role had been. He stayed at that.
Oh, he's been pretty open about it.
He has been. Like, John, I think your read is a little wrong there. I mean, am I saying he's doing nothing? No. But do I think that to the extent he conceives the offense with Kellen Moore, they may try to keep that information from Jalen? I kind of do. I kind of feel like they might funnel it all from Kellen, all from Kellen Moore to Jalen Hurts. All of it. And that's wonky,
I think you've
man.
You've got the Nussmeier guy who is his quarterback coach who is going to have a more important role in his development. You know, Nick Sirianni is no longer, you know, there is an order, a hierarchy of, you know, Kellen Moore is above Nick in the order. Nussmeier is above Nick in the order in terms of handling
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think Nick Sirianni tells Kellen Moore what to do on offense, or do you think Nick Sirianni recommends to Kellen Moore what to do on the offense?
Both.
But which one carries weight?
Collaborate.
Like, here's what I know. My boss is Rod Lakin. Rod Lakin tells me what to do. Now, in the end, as a talk show host, obviously there's creative freedom here. But, like, I answer to Rod Lakin. Rod Lakin, our boss, answers to David Yagaroff. Like, I don't tell David Yagaroff what to do. It's his job. It's his job to tell us what to do. I'm just being honest. There's an order of things here, as there is in America with most jobs. If you think Nick Sirianni is telling Kellen Moore what to do on offense, you and I see it differently. Because I don't think he is anymore, and I think it's tough to win that way.
I think you have this unusual idea of what goes on in an offensive meeting room if you think anyone is telling someone what to do on offense. Like, Nick Sirianni isn't going in there and saying, do this, Kellen. They're sitting down at a table, a group of coaches, and they're discussing what works best for this quarterback, what works best for these offensive linemen, what works best for the skill guys, the wide receivers, what route concepts work best. Like, let's give these guys the best chance for success and let them roll. They talk just about football in general, and Nick absolutely has a voice in that conversation. You seem to think he has been dismissed.
That is kind of what
the table.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I think.
He's the head coach of the team. He has say. He has a voice in the discussion.
Well, let's go to the phone and see where people stand. I mean, candidly, there's some speculation here, obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
But I kind of think I'm more right than John. But let's go to the phones. Let's get to Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's up, Malik?
John, I would always side with you because you've been there. You know exactly.
Oh, for the love of God. Let me tell you something. John's the guy that wanted Nate Sudfeld starting the NFL playoffs, and Ike Reese, who's been there, and I love Ike, is the guy who wanted to let the Bronco buck for 50 years in Philadelphia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show. show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you thank God Carson Wentz isn't still the quarterback. So just because you played pro football doesn't mean you're always right
and just
about
because,
pro football.
And just because I said Nate Sudfeld should start doesn't mean that I don't know other things about football.
John, I agree with you.
So you didn't play.
That's correct.
His point.
Well, I did in eighth grade.
You
got to understand, Malik.
There is a difference.
I played football. But hello, Malik. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. We're talking about real football, not what you're talking
about. Does Ashlyn get to comment? She did not play football. Does she get to comment? Ashlyn, do you get to comment on football, or do you have to sit out the conversation?
I hope so. I'm present every day.
I mean,
I'm
right?
Watching this.
I mean, I'll tell you, according to the Malik of the world.
And I played flag football.
Yeah, that's how you do. Hello, Malik. Go ahead, buddy. I'm just joking around with you. Go ahead, Malik.
No, but here's my take on that, right? Mike Ditka, what do you think Mike Ditka was doing on the offense or the defensive side? Nothing. He had Buddy Ryan, and his offensive coordinator was doing all that work. He was the head coach.
No, that can work. You're right. That can work. I also know, though, Mike Ditka chewed, and I mean chewed out one of his quarterbacks one time for audibling. So Mike Ditka had told the quarterback, don't. And then he did. And then they had a big issue. I forget if it was Harbaugh or Tomczak. It was one of them. It was an unbelievable moment. So, you know, Malik, I hear you. Like, that can work. But I also know this. Mike Ditka was never seen by his players as a puppet. And I do worry about how Hurts perceives Sirianni a lot.
And that's fine. And as far as winning the Super Bowl, here's why I say it'll be easier for the Philadelphia Eagles to win versus Joel and the Sixers to win. Is their team technically more stacked? The Sixers are more stacked because they don't have the 53-man roster that you got to worry about in football. But the biggest part I'm going to say is you only have to beat the better team one time. So guess what? I love the fact we won the 2017 Super Bowl, but do you think we'd have beat that same team four times out of seven? I mean, I hope we would, but I don't.
Yeah, I think the Eagles were legitimately the best team that year. I think they were flat out better than the Patriots.
There could be an upset from a team not as good as we, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. I like our chances when you only have to win one game instead of the best data seven.
You know what gives me some bolstered confidence in the Sixers? The different teams keep winning in the NBA, and that the teams that are winning lately have been doubted. I mean, Milwaukee, before they won in 2021, I mean, there were multiple years they were in the playoffs, one seed, and hadn't broken through. And I'm going to flip ahead to 2023. Obviously, the same thing applies to Denver. I mean, they were a team, it's like, they're not really. I mean, I doubted Denver. And then the team that won this year, the Boston Celtics, I mean, there was talk as recently as 12 months ago there was talk they got to trade either Tatum or Brown, probably Brown. They're not going to trade Tatum because, like, it's just not working. The two players, their skill sets overlap. You know, this idea of, like, you know, shooting guard and forward guy, like, it was great with Jordan and Pippen, but they're not Jordan and Pippen, and they're not going to get it done. And then they acquired two other players, obviously Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. You know, the two main guys obviously developed even a little bit more as they entered the prime, and they won a title. You know, and that's where I view what the Sixers are trying to do, frankly, very similar to what the Celtics just did. Make an acquisition or two that's a meaningful change, and obviously Paul George should be at the very least a meaningful change. Whether he's getting him over the top change or not, we'll see. But I think we can all agree 100% he's better than Tobias Harris. 100% of people would vote that. Who's better, Tobias Harris or Paul George? Come on, we don't need that Twitter poll question. So I don't think it's as inconceivable in the Sixers actually climbing the mountaintop as I think some people perceive. 215-592-9494, AMA at 7 o'clock today. Michael Mercado, what a great job by him last night. We'll go inside that storyline and more. Your phone calls on all of these topics. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about the incredible Vincera Institute with Dr. William Myers and Dr. Alex Poor, the world's leading experts on healing core muscle injuries. You know, a few years ago, and I've talked about this many times, I injured my groin, first the left side, then the right side. At first, I actually thought when I tore the left side, no big deal. I had no idea I had a tear. No idea at all. I knew I had an issue when I could not run without a hitch in my step. It was very weird. I had run to that point in my life, 40-something years, never had a problem. All of a sudden, I couldn't run, certainly couldn't really sprint without real pain. So I knew I had a problem. If this resonates with you, if you too are now not able to move the way you used to move, and certainly not able to do so without whether you call it discomfort or actual pain, know that the Vincera Institute, they heal these type of issues all the time. They're doing surgery all the time. Or if you're lucky, avoid surgery. And maybe it's just a physical therapy route in order to get you back to a full recovery. Vincera fixes it all from groins to abdomens to the pelvic region to hips. I mean, they are there for it. So get yourself there if you have any of these kind of issues and start with their website, VinceraInstitute.com. Know that Dr. Myers and Dr. Poor, they can heal you, they can fix you, but you got to get yourself there. Start with their website, VinceraInstitute.com.
Brought to you by Verizon, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs in the first game of the series on the road, 6-4 final score last night. Pitcher Michael Mercado exceeding expectations in his first major league start, only allowing two hits over five strong innings. Mercado on his nerves in Wrigley Field.
Like I said, I was able to settle in a little easier. But I think that's normal with any start, no matter if it's here in AAA or, you know, any time in my career. I think getting that first inning out of the way and kind of going from there, that's big.
Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. Enjoy tons of storage for all the ballpark picks this summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. Weather today is 65 degrees and sunny. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, the day before the 4th of July. Great American holiday, where it all started, right here in Philadelphia. I will say, that is a really cool part of our city.
You better believe it.
It started here.
Red, white, and blue.
There you go.
America.
Look at that.
Hey, by the way, I heard John Johnson does not like fireworks.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's
so weird.
Tucking down his nose at fireworks. I couldn't believe my ears. Yeah. I thought,
like, who doesn't
was
like fireworks?
Well, I cannot imagine. I love them. Fireworks growing up, man. You know, you go, they're kind of illicit. You go and try to find the best ones. All the best ones were, I think, illegal back when I was a little kid.
So you're telling us you committed crimes in New
York? No, but some kids would have good ones from across state lines, and then you could light those off, and it was like a real point of pride if you traded them for something to get those big, like, M80s, the big ones that you could just blow up anything with.
Well, you're supposed
to be careful.
The big
bottle rockets that looked like the real rockets at the real shows.
Ashton, what's wrong with this guy, anti-fireworks? What's the issue here?
I don't like fireworks either.
So,
Ashley.
We got two on our own show and three of the last five that have commented on WIP because John Johnson was anti-fireworks. Richie, you're... I mean, what is...
Oh, no. I am... No, he's pro-fireworks.
He's over the top.
Fireworks. Sorry, John's anti-fireworks.
It's the
yes.
greatest in the world.
The greatest in the world.
My kids love fireworks. Every... Okay.
What?
If you haven't noticed, he's got a lot of hyperbole.
Hold on.
Somehow Sirianni hurts. No big deal. It's all good. It's all good.
July,
just because Richie said so.
Those displays of fireworks, those magnificent displays, those joyous moments where everyone's eyes are to the sky. Like, all of America is looking up during the 4th of July, because there's art in the air, yeah, and it's cool looking.
I'm fine with that. What really grinds my gears is the people that shoot them off next Tuesday. Just because
they
have that stress.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I agree with that.
Don't
That's
annoy
weird.
My dog and bother the whole home because you feel like shooting off fireworks on a Tuesday. You get one day. That's it.
Well, two, because I give you New Year's Eve and I give you 4th of July.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And then the Phillies, when they have their fireworks show after the game. And then
see, now we got too many days.
Well, if someone hits a home run, I might need fireworks to go off. And if Brian Westbrook scores a touchdown, then the Lake should put those fireworks off. And then, okay, we got like 5 or 6.
Hey, maybe Labor Day. Maybe, maybe Memorial. Maybe Labor. Maybe for huge home runs. Maybe for grand openings of stadiums. Okay. I'm loose with my definition of what we can use fireworks for.
One other thing here, by the way.
As much as possible.
You know, we here at WIP, particularly at WIP Morning Show, we're not one to let a good deed or a bad deed go undiscussed. So, Ashley, that last sports update.
Yeah.
What happened? By the way, the audience may not completely know this because we hit the thing called the dump button, so it didn't all make the air. But like Ashley went to fire what we call a cut in the business, like a piece of audio.
Some audio.
And like it didn't fire. And like, Ashley, like, I'm not trying to do you dirty here. But like,
but I'm doing you a little dirty.
But I mean, you know,
you are doing
that.
We were going to hear Michael Mercado, and then, until we weren't, and then we somehow did, and then
we're going to play it back. Everyone's going to get to hear it. We heard half of it.
It's, welcome to the family. This is what we do.
Yeah, what happened was I didn't pot up the old audio. It was at 0. It needed to be at 100.
There you go. Let me say this.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jamming here. Let's go.
Sounded like she really knew what she was talking about.
She did,
though.
She did.
No, I made my mistake. I looked down and I said, Sullivan. Fix it.
All right, so Sullivan.
Ooh, I like that. You call yourself by your last name.
Sullivan.
When I'm mad at myself.
Does Jalen Hurts know he's got to be okay with the coach? Does he know it?
I think this whole thing is a Jalen Hurts problem, not a Nick Sirianni problem. We all, in our time, have worked with bosses we don't necessarily love, but we respect them and we work with them and we do our job. The fact that we are talking about this and know that this is a problem, in my opinion, is a Jalen Hurts problem with the way he portrays the situation. He needs to be a professional. He needs to be okay with his coach. He needs to speak about it in a professional manner. This is absurd.
Look, I agree with you. And one of my I totally agree with you.
Very easily addressable and changeable.
Well, I don't know. John,
be a pro. I don't care if you don't like him. I don't care.
I agree.
But to that point, now he can just talk differently. He can say
things. Yeah, but John, just because you say he can doesn't mean he will. I mean, here's one of my points. If this was a point of contention after last season, like, I don't think they stumbled upon, well, matter of fact, we know they didn't stumble upon bringing this to him in June.
8 or 9 days, they deliberated keeping this guy or not.
So
let's go back to that.
No, I understand that, but if Hurts is going to put that out there in June, did he take the messaging that was given to him after the season by the hierarchy? Apparently not.
Right.
And my thing is, and James, you know enough about me to know this. If Hurts is saying that publicly, what's he doing privately?
Oh, yeah.
Because the private side is the part that you don't see, you don't hear, but we hear about.
That's the biggest problem.
We hear about little dribs and drabs, things coming out of there. And my thing is, John, like, I get your point that it's fixable, that it might not be a problem. And theoretically, you could be right. But I don't care about theory. I care about practically what is occurring. And there is nothing I'm hearing that's good about that relationship. Nothing. And I got a football season in 20 days where these guys all go to training camp together. That bothers me. And if it's as simple as, well, Nick, just kind of stay out of the offensive conception, I find that almost impossible.
It is impossible the offensively minded head coach would be staying entirely out of the offensive discussion.
I'm glad we're on the same page on that. Let's go to the phones. A lot to discuss here. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tom right now. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, Joe. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Tom. Always better when we hear from you.
Thank you. And, man, I got to come on here like this. The first thing I got to do is cover a friend of mine, one of my best friends in the world, John Johnson's back. The reason he doesn't like fireworks is the same reason I don't like them. When you own dogs, mm-hmm. it scares the hell out of them, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you have a dog. Of course, you could be smart and not have a dog, and then you don't have that problem.
No, no. Yeah. What you said is so wrong. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
you can be smart and not have a dog.
He's a weird guy.
I think that the people. Yeah, I think that's weird. You can be weird and not have a dog.
I mean, what do you do when you go away, Ashlyn? What do you do with the dog?
I have a dog sitter. Multiple. Rotation.
How much you got to pay for that?
Depends. I have a lady who's $50 a night or a lady who's $80 a night.
What was that?
What was that? Hold on. Who was that?
Who made that noise?
I think that was Tom in Alabama on the call because I don't think
was
that was
that
me.
No, was that Ashlyn's throat?
Ashlyn, was that you?
What?
There was a sound that just made the
was
air.
That you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think it was me.
Seltzer, did you hear the audio sound of that?
No,
it was like
I didn't.
A gurgle from the throat.
I didn't hear it. No.
Tom, did you have a gurgle from your throat?
Not me.
We don't even know if it made the air, but John and I both noticed.
Wow. Well,
James, you're gonna have to play that back.
I'll pull it.
We'll see if because I heard like a from the throat sound.
We're kind of like tuned into this because Joe tends to make strange noises.
Yeah.
random times.
I don't think it was me, but I'm not sure. I'm really not.
You can't confirm. Right,
but Tom, what do you got on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles? Go ahead, buddy.
You know, I'm just gonna lay it down straight, man. Hurts has been afforded from Alabama to Oklahoma to the 4 years with the Eagles. He's always had the best offensive lines. He's had the best wideouts. Smith won the Heisman. Waddle, another one for Miami, great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And one good body of work here, man. If you take a look at it, all those teams, he was the weak link on a lot of them. And I'm just saying, man, and how did we go from 21 to 10 halftime up at the Super Bowl, and then less than a year later, where he is not engaged. And when I'm talking about not engaged, I'm talking about he's in the gym, Richie, lifting 400 or 500 pounds, squatting for reps. Same thing with bench, and he passes up a block, but near the goal line, where he could have sent a message right there. And then two plays later, goes back 15 yards, gets sacked in the end zone. Man, mm-hmm. I tell you, at this point. And let's just say that he, God forbid, gets hurt or has a bad year next year. If the Eagles decide to move on, the next quarterback they're going to get, Joe, is a guy that's going to stay in that pocket and is going to be a pocket passer and is going to be able to read the defense and pick up a blitz on a hot route, brother.
Well, I'll give you this, Tom. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, probably the next quarterback will have those capabilities. But don't kid yourself and think that they may not have someone who's not exceptional at it. You know, one of the things right now going on in the NFL is athleticism is a bigger part of the game than it used to be at the quarterback position. You can win a lot of games with a player who has running capabilities. Jalen Hurts obviously has that, you know, not as much last year as he had prior years. You know, you're not going to find a perfect quarterback coming out of college. I mean, even Peyton Manning, who was probably the highest, if I had to guess, Peyton Manning was probably the biggest draft prospect at quarterback.
I think it's Andrew Luck.
I'd say Peyton since Elway. Luck is close.
No, because Peyton was neck and neck with Ryan Leaf. That was the debate. There were people who thought Ryan Leaf should have gone ahead of Peyton.
All right, Seltzer, I need a ruling. Coming out of the draft, bigger value prospect, Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck?
So I'm actually with Richie. Andrew Luck, that was the saying when he came out, was best prospect since Elway.
Yeah.
That was like the tagline.
Fair enough.
So I'm with you. Manning was up there.
But they're top two.
Yeah, top two.
They're top two since Elway. My point is, even Peyton Manning, rookie year, I think it was 27 interceptions.
I think he set the interception record, if I'm not mistaken.
It was unbelievable. All right, 2-1.
But everyone was afraid of that offense, and he was... Even as a rookie, getting up to the line of scrimmage with multiple plays.
Well,
he
was going for it. Yeah, that's right.
He was great, gesticulating.
Right. And no one, and everyone was just kind of like, whoa, this is a lot.
Well, there's something to be said for, no, you're right, John. There's also something to be said for throwing someone in the fire. Look, you want to be careful, obviously. Like Andy Reid has obviously historically hid his rookie quarterback.
Yes.
Donovan didn't play for half a year, Patrick Mahomes didn't play for a full year. So there's something to be said for that, but there's also something to be said for throwing someone in the fire. Like,
just
I remember in 2016 when the Eagles had rookie Carson, if you remember, they had him pass a lot. And yet they didn't have a great running game, but I remember one of the theories in 2016 was have him pass more than you might think is optimal because for 2017, he'll be better for the experience. And he was. I mean, he threw the ball an awful lot in 2016. It's a lot of dropbacks. It's a lot of looks at different defenses. And in 2017, he was really, really amazing.
His timing was impeccable.
You know, so there's different ways to go about it. 215-592-9494. Hey, when you call in today, you got a shot to win a pair of tickets to see, how about it, Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band. This is a concert coming up right around when the same day the Eagles go to training camp, July 23rd. Same day at Citizens Bank Park, Journey, the Steve Miller Band, and Def Leppard are going to be rocking it out at the ballpark, Citizens Bank Park. By the way, tickets are on sale for this, and you can purchase them at DefLeppardJourney2024.com. Again, that's DefLeppardJourney2024.com. You can also win them here today. And I'll tell you exactly how you can win them. So, first of all, let me say this fact. On this date, back in the early 1990s, the phenomenal movie Terminator 2 came out. T2 comes out early 90s. I mean, for any of us old enough, you knew it was one of the all-time blockbuster summer blockbusters. I mean, it was highly anticipated. It was, you know, obviously the original in 84. It's been a while. A lot of people thought this movie was never going to get made. Finally did. It lived up to the hype. It exceeded the hype.
Oh, it surpassed it.
And the hype was huge, and it surpassed it.
Yeah.
So it has within the movie an incredible plot twist as it relates to the first movie, which, of course, is that the Terminator, in this case, is there to help Sarah Connor, to help John Connor. Whereas before, obviously, the mission was to kill her.
Kana.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Kana.
That's right. So here's the deal. There's a moment in that movie. There is a moment in that movie. It's probably 25 or so minutes into the movie in which Sarah Connor has a realization.
Kana.
Yeah. She has a realization that the Terminator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, is there to help her. And it's an incredible moment in movie history in which a character realizes something. Here's the deal. Today at 215-592-9494, and sometimes the audience already knows it, you know, what the character's realizing for the first time. Sometimes we don't. Like, we knew it in that case because we knew he had already been trying to help John Connor.
Does he even say to her, like, take my hand, I'm here to help?
He says, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Come with me if you want to live. So here's the deal today. To win these great concert tickets, Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band, give us from a movie a moment when a character realizes something. First time realization, it's like, wow, the character now knows. Maybe we knew it, maybe we didn't. Mm. But there are so many poignant moments in movies. Look, obviously, when Luke Skywalker finds out, when he finds out, what are you doing? I'm saying that might be otherwise unbeatable. I'm taking it off the board. When Luke finds out that Darth is, you know, his father.
The eye roll.
All right. That's
you just took another one right before that.
Too bad. All right,
so
Richie,
just keep taking them off the board.
No one has any answers
Richie,
left.
Richie, give me an answer here. A moment when a character realizes something.
It'd be tough to beat it. Detective David Mills.
Oh, what's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah. That's huge, man. That is from the great movie 7. What's in the box? Seltzer, give me an answer. Everyone, put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. A moment in a movie when a character realizes something. Seltzer, what do you got?
So, Usual Suspects. I actually didn't notice a little detail with it.
Oh, boy.
The very beginning of the movie when Dean Keaton is laying there before, you know, when he realizes who he is. But there's a little detail there that I never noticed till I just rewatched. Where Kaiser Soze lights the lighter to light the cigarette.
With the hand?
Throughout the whole movie, can't light it. And he has to light it. And he's like, and does the little chuckle. And it's like, ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
Yeah, no, there's a lot in that scene for sure. Dean Keaton realization is huge in The Usual Suspects. Give us an answer here, Ashton. What do you got for a moment when a character realizes something?
For all my girly pops out there that are listening. Or men. I hate to judge that love rom-coms. Just watched it the other night. The Notebook. When Rachel McAdams realizes the love story, the novel is her.
Hold on.
Boom.
Hold
That's
on.
Your winner.
Real quick, we have to correct something. That is not a rom-com.
The Notebook is not
nothing like a rom-com.
It's a romantic dramedy.
Yeah. Drama, yes.
It's not a comedy.
It's a romantic drama.
A rom-com.
Where's the comedy?
A rom-com is When Harry Met Sally or Sleepless in Seattle or something like that.
I just think every love movie is just in a rom-com bucket.
That is absolutely not true.
Let me ask you this.
I love that simplicity.
Gone with the Wind, which is obviously a love story.
There's no
Scarlett O'Hara is torn between two men.
Would you call Casablanca a rom-com?
You know, Casablanca had a little
tiny
bit.
Little bit.
You know, a little bit. All right, give us great answers here today for the concept of a character in a movie having a realization. There are some big answers available. What do you got? 215-592-9494. Coming up, the phone calls plus AMA. You
is
ask, we answer.
Is everything a rom-com? Like, really? Like, you think everything that has drama is a rom-com?
Love.
Is Romeo and Juliet a rom-com?
Oh, wow. Good point, John.
Is it a rom-com?
Good point.
You can find funniness in everything.
Double death at the end and a battle between families throughout.
It's the opposite of a rom-com.
You're right. You're right. Richie, score one. One for John. Kevin Cameron, John Riccio, 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.